This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States will move ahead with its plan to reopen the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem as Washington restores ties with the Palestinians and commits to a two-state solution. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made that announcement during a Wednesday news conference, but he did not provide a timeline for those events. Blinken added that the U.S. supports efforts to advance a lasting peace in the Middle East and will continue to strengthen all aspects of the U.S.-Israel partnership. In his words, the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem has been closed since 2019 and Palestinian affairs have been handled by the embassy. In May, Blinken announced the U.S. plan to reopen its consulate during a visit to Ramallah in the occupied West Bank, where he held talks with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Israel opposed Washington's plan, calling the reopening a bad idea. The Biden administration has repeatedly said that a two-state solution is the best way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state that lives in peace alongside a viable, sovereign, and democratic Palestinian state. Police in southeastern Norway say they've arrested a man who killed several people and wounded several others in the town of Kongsberg Wednesday evening in an unusual kind of attack for Norway. Local police said there was only one attacker. His motive is not yet known. Police said the suspect had been taken to a police station in the nearby town of Drammen, but gave no other details about the man. The wounded have been taken to a hospital. Police have not released the number of victims nor the details of their conditions. People were urging people in the area to stay at home. This is VOA News. Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, declared a state of emergency in 72 communities in two southern regions of the country amid disturbances and attacks, sometimes claimed by indigenous Mapuche groups demanding the return of their ancestral lands. The decree announced Tuesday limits freedom of assembly and movement and also allows the military to support police. In an address, President Piñera said the state of constitutional emergency will give the government the tools to better confront what he said was terrorism, drug trafficking, and organized crime that have taken root in these provinces and territories. After learning of the measure, truckers began to gradually lift road blockades they had set up to demand greater safety on their routes. The president's order can run for a maximum of 15 days. It is then renewable for 15 more days with the agreement of Chile's Congress. The United States is reopening its land borders with Canada and Mexico to fully vaccinate travelers beginning in November. With the exception of essential travel such as trade, U.S. borders have been shut down at all automobile, train, and ferry crossings since March 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Officials say the newly opened borders apply only to visitors who are vaccinated. Unvaccinated travelers will continue to be banned from crossing the borders with Mexico or Canada. The lifting of restrictions for non-essential travelers at the land borders comes less than a month after the Biden administration announced it would allow fully vaccinated foreign citizens to fly into the country beginning next month. An exact date for either of the new rules to take effect has not yet been set. The White House COVID response team reported Wednesday that vaccination rates in the United States have risen by 20% after private businesses, healthcare systems, social institutions, and state and local governments adopted COVID-19 vaccine requirements as directed by the Biden administration. During virtual briefing, White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients said 77% of eligible U.S. residents have now received at least one vaccination. Also at the briefing, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rachel Walensky, said the seven-day average of daily COVID-19 cases has fallen 12% from last week, and that the seven-day average of daily deaths was down by 5%. More on this and all the stories we're covering available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.